Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, morena Kirsten.
Good morning. I'm excited about our topic today.
Is howdy a better greeting?
That's right. Hi, y'all.
Hi, y'all. Yeehaw. We're talking country tracks that have a good old narrative running through them. Tell us a little bit about why this piqued your interest.
Well, they're so good, and they tell these sad stories. You wait till you hear them. You're just gonna die. They're just gut-wrenching. And I had thought, like, was there a better word for them, country narratives? And I was thinking the word ballad, but ballad, as you know now, just means like any slow romance song. Mm. And there is a formal poetry style called ballads, you know, but they have certain meters and rhymes, and these aren't that either. So they really are just, I don't know, old folk tales to music. And I guess, you know, you go back in history when we didn't have, you know, the internet, and even before, you know, like, didn't have any newspapers, that people did tell stories and passed around sort of tales of woe or warnings. And there's such big famous ones. People might also know Ode to Billy Joe,
yes.
Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town. I think that's Kenny Rogers. And yeah, they're really awesome. They're really amazing. Mm. I'm wondering if we want to start with Dolly Parton.
Of course.
She's an icon known as the Queen of Country.
I love Dolly so much.
Oh, she's just amazing. And apparently her husband, that she'd been married to for 58 years, passed away. And that's why she just slowed down just this last year.
She did. Yeah. And also she turned 80 this year, which is like incredible. She's such a humanitarian as well. She's just awesome.
Well, and this song is kind of part of it. This is about her true childhood. She grew up in a family with 12 kids in a little shack, and this song is about her mom sewing her coat made of different rags. Mm. And this is one of her favorite songs about her childhood and her mother.
Oh, let's have a listen.
Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore. And then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why, was rich as I could be, in my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich, and I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it.
Beautiful.
I'm feeling vulnerable.
Dolly's voice is like
no other, eh? Oh, she just melts me. She's awesome.
And apparently it was way more traumatic than what she talks about in the song, and it was decades later that she finally revealed how bad the bullying and the teasing was. And she's made a children's book about it. They've made a TV show about her life growing up. It's called Coat of Many Colors. Like, it means so much to her, that song.
Aww. bless Dolly Parton, and shout out to our friend Liv's cat, whose name is Dolly Parton.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, so cute. Love to make her a little coat.
Yeah. Aww. She's a little bit patchwork, this cat as well.
Yeah, and aww, she's sort of, yeah, she's a bit rough around the edges.
But we love her.
We love her so much.
So her mother, the original coat got lost, but her mother remade a version that's in the Dollywood Museum.
Oh, okay. Well, moving on from Dolly Parton, where do you want to go next?
Okay, let's go to Tom T. Hall. This is an interesting one. So Tom wrote these songs. This is what he was known for. Mm-hmm. He's had 12 number one songs. He's known as the Storyteller. And he wrote Harper Valley PTA, which later became a movie and a TV show. His other songs like Old Dogs, Children, and Watermelon Wine, or I Like Beer. But this song is, about I gotta feed the hogs. Who's gonna feed them hogs? It's about his man who's basically in bed on death's door, and he thinks about who's gonna feed his hogs, and eventually rises from near death and feeds his hogs.
It's this song did bring a bit of a smile to my dial, and I was laughing really hard the first time I heard it.
Well, I'm ready. Let's do it.
In a hospital about a year ago, and why I still remember him, I guess I'll never know. He'd lie there and cry out in a medicated fog. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? His face was lean and his hands were rough. His way was hogs and his nature was tough. His doctors tried to tell him that he may not live at all, but all he ever talked about was who's gonna feed them hogs. 400 hogs, they just standing out there. My wife can't feed them and my neighbors don't care. They can't get out and roam around like my old hunting dogs. Here I am in this dang bed, and who's gonna feed them hogs? Hogs comes to 800 hams, and that's a lot of money for a hog raising.
I think that my ex-farming granddad would really appreciate this song.
Oh,
I just, yeah, it's a perspective you'd never get, you know, like the stress of farming, but here we are.
Yeah, you're right, and it's just such a good vehicle for telling these stories, you know.
Yeah,
just. And you could just, like, yeah, I guess you picture yourself sitting by the campfire roasting marshmallows and just listening to stories. And
we used to often kind of sit around with a guitar just playing, like, kind of cowboy chords and singing a little
and
tune. Just
riffing a story?
Making up whatever I felt like.
That's awesome. You should keep doing it. You know, who knows? You might write one of these gems, these sort of iconic
I feel like I already have. I'm just not releasing it. I'm just,
it's all right, you're waiting.
The people need to hear your story, Millie.
That's a choice. there's something really beautiful about it because they are quite easy chords. They're easy to play.
Yeah, you're right.
Which I guess means you can tell a more complicated story.
Yeah, and then they have such sort of angst and pathos to them, you know, a coat feeding hogs, you know, and we're already like just engaged.
Who is going to feed those hogs?
I know, poor hog. So this last one is also incredibly sad. This is Emmylou Harris from 2000. This is from actually the first album where she wrote all the songs herself. So she wrote, whereas previously she hadn't. And it's about a lady who wanted to grow up and see the world with her brother. First, her brother dies in Vietnam, and then she ends up married with 5 kids and never follows her dream. Oh my gosh, so sad.
Emmylou is such a heartbreak, such a heartbreaker. And also a member of Trio with Dolly Parton.
That's right, just iconic.
All right, let's have a listen, and we'll leave you here. But thank you so much, Kirsten, for another great travelling tour.
Yeah, we'll try to have a great day after these sessions.
Yeah, everyone get your tissues.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Kirsten. Have an awesome day.
Bye-bye.
Ka kite, bye.
Bye.
Somewhere about a million miles from Meridian. She said they're 9 months old for red dirt girls. I'm where out there is a great big world. That's where I'm at. And the stars might fall in Alabama. One of these days I'm gonna swing my hammer down away from this red dirt. A joyful sound. She grew up tall and she grew up thin, married that old dog Gideon by a crab myrtle bush at the back of the yard. Her daddy turned mean and her mama leaned hard. She might as well settle down, so she dug right in. Across a red dirt line, just a little southeast of Meridian. Yeah, she tried hard to love him, but it never did take. Just another way for the heart to break, so she learned to bend. Not for you. Nobody knows when she started her sketch. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to keep. But there won't be a mention in the news of the world of the life and the death of a red dirt girl named Lillian. Never got any further across the line than Meridian. Now the stars still fall in Alabama. Tonight she finally laid that hammer down without a sound in the red dirt ground.
Was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.